Religious violence rears its ugly head in Egypt. U.S. reform could mean even less help for the world's poor. And are you good with kids? You can make an eternal difference. Stay tuned to learn how right here on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over the weekend, Egypt suffered its worst religious violence since President Morsi came to power last year. Tensions were already high from Saturday's deadly clashes between Christians and Muslims. They flared again Sunday at St. Mark's, the seat of the Coptic Church in Cairo, following the funerals of four Christians. Open Doors, Paul Esterbrooks.
At least 80 people were wounded in these clashes, so there obviously was tremendous fighting. Six people have been killed in the violence over the weekend. It just shows that things are very challenging there.
Christians say the police didn't protect them. Rather, they joined in the attack. Esterbrooks notes.
Just kind of shows again that the Arab Spring has become a Christian winter.
This prayer need is especially important.
Pray that God reveals to them how they should biblically respond to this challenge. It would be a great help for them.
Next, turbulence defines the Central African Republic. Last month's coup makes it the fifth since 1965. The United Nations says that the tide of refugees fleeing the violence has risen to almost 40,000. Humanitarian needs are acute. Africa Inland Missions' Phil Byler says fear is pervasive.
We heard that the village we hoped to go to 3 days ago, there were rumors and the people were just panicking and fleeing to the bush. So pray against fear. Pray that the peace of Jesus will rule in their hearts despite the circumstances.
In fact, AIM is supposed to have a team in CAR this week, but Byler says the trip was planned long before the coup.
This was a long-term strategy of ours to place a mission team to reach the unreached people group, the Ambodoro.
They'll need your prayers because they're dreaming big.
We're hoping to next year place a team of missionaries in learning the language of the Ambodoro people group, learning their culture and trying to impact them with the gospel.
This is Mission Network News. Remember the fiscal cliff that threatened U.S.-based charities last fall? Well, nonprofits are nervous again. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans.
Pray for good decisions to be made in our government.
Tomorrow, U.S. President Barack Obama is submitting his 2014 budget. A big change to how the U.S. helps starving nations is coming.
It's not so much reform as it is the complete dismantling of the international food aid programs.
For 60 years, the U.S. has done everything in-house, from producing to shipping international food aid. Now, instead of sending food to needy nations, the Obama administration wants to send cash. Evans says there's a problem.
Trying to purchase locally works where there's food surpluses, but a lot of these countries where we do this food aid programming have food deficits.
Contact your representative to ask them to keep international food aid as is. And while missionary aviation is an important part of reaching the inaccessible around the world, teachers are needed too. Ron Hilbrands is the manager of recruiting for Mission Aviation Fellowship. He says education can create issues with missionaries on the field.
If they know that their kids are being taken care of educationally, they can do their work much more effectively. They're not worried about maybe needing to come home because of an educational need. And that's why we put such an emphasis on it at MAF.
You may be the perfect candidate.
We want a teacher who has, of course, graduated with a teaching degree, has state certification, but also have at least a year of experience.
Hilbrand says there are immediate needs.
We actually have three needs on our programs. Two in Central Asia, and one in Africa.
Interested? Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support Mission Network News and inspire military service people at the same time. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the Greatest Warrior Military New Testament from Biblica. It's God's Word coupled with transformational God stories of military service members. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Greatest Warrior Military link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.